You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox. Episode 7, Tortured. Friday morning, Stephanie woke up feeling queasy. She dragged herself out of bed to get the kids ready for school. When she woke up Emery moaned,
"My tummy hurts."
Stephanie sighed. "Mine too," she said to herself. Emery looked pale. Stephanie felt her forehead. She did feel a little warm. "Go back to sleep," she said. She went to get the other kids ready for school, but she had the thought that she would take a barf bucket to Emery just in case she needed it. Stephanie took her the bucket, and as she was walking out of the room, she heard, as Emery threw up into the bucket. After Stephanie cleaned out the bucket and got the other kids on the school bus, she sat down on the couch to rest. She was freezing. She went to get a sweatshirt and comfy socks and came back into the living room as Caleb was walking out of his room. Caleb whined, and then he threw up on the floor in the hall. "Awesome," Stephanie groaned. By the time the kids got home from school, Stephanie was feeling like garbage, so the kids watched a movie the rest of the day. Trey came home from school feeling sick and went to bed. Charlotte, who seemed to be feeling fine, made sandwiches for dinner. On Saturday morning, Caleb and Emery appeared to be feeling back to normal, but Stephanie only felt a little bit better, so she turned on the TV again and went back to bed. The kids were thrilled that they got to watch movies all day and eat cereal for every meal. Stephanie laid in her bed feeling miserable. When she closed her eyes, she saw Chris's face. She missed him. She snapped her eyes open, feeling annoyed with herself. "No," she told herself, "I don't miss Chris. It's just because I miss Jason so much. My brain is just playing tricks on me." By Sunday morning, Stephanie was finally feeling mostly back to herself again. She got up and started getting the kids ready for church. Matthew whined and squirmed as she buttoned up his Sunday shirt. "Matthew, hold still," Stephanie chided. Matthew grabbed his mouth. "Oh no," Stephanie exclaimed. She hurried Matthew to the bathroom, but she only made it halfway there before he threw up in the hallway. Stephanie moaned.
"Tell me, Mama,"
Matthew said. Stephanie laughed so she wouldn't cry. "It's okay, baby," Matthew tried to hug her, but Stephanie quickly put her hand up. "Let's get you cleaned up first." Then she muttered to herself, "I guess we're not going to church." Monday, things were looking up. Stephanie felt better and was ready to take on a new day, but the highlight was when Chris brought his kids over. She wasn't sure why she was so excited to see him, but she convinced herself it was because she was desperate for any grown-up conversation. "Hey," Stephanie said happily as she opened the door. Caden ran to play and Stephanie reached for Amara. "How was your weekend?" Stephanie asked Chris.
"It was..."
He hesitated.
"Fine."
"You were throwing up, weren't you?" Stephanie guessed. Chris glared at her.
"How did you know?"
he asked. "Lucky guess," she said in disgust.
"Wait, were you throwing up this weekend?"
he scowled. "Maybe a little," Stephanie said.
"Oh no, I'm sorry."
Chris rubbed his forehead. "It's fine, it's not your fault," Stephanie replied.
"I'm pretty sure it is,"
Chris corrected.
"Did your kids get sick too?"
A few of them," she answered.
"Oh man, I'm really sorry."
"Don't be, it's fine. We would have gotten sick anyway, and I only had to clean throw up off the floor twice."
"Ugh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry."
"Stop saying sorry and get out of here before you're late for work." She grabbed the diaper bag from him. He gave her another sorry look and left. When Chris walked in after work, Caden was still awake. He was sitting at the kitchen table eating fishy crackers.
"Dad!"
Caden said excitedly. Stephanie followed Caden out of the kitchen and made it to the couch just as Caden climbed up the back of it and jumped towards Chris. Stephanie caught him mid-jump. "You're going to break your dad," Stephanie told him. "What if you give him a big bear hug instead? See if you can squeeze him really tight." She lifted Caden to the floor, and Caden gave Chris a big hug around the waist. "Feel like eating?" Stephanie asked Chris. Chris rubbed his beard and then nodded. As they ate their dinner of reheated chicken strips, tater tots, and mushy, overcooked broccoli, Caden walked into the room.
"Dad, can you read me this story before we go?"
"He's been carrying that book around all evening waiting for you to get back to read it to him," Stephanie said. Stephanie began putting the food away. She opened the fridge. "Oh, shoot!" she suddenly exclaimed.
What's up?
Chris asked. I forgot to buy milk. I'm going to have a mutiny on my hands if I don't have milk for breakfast. Stephanie rubbed her eyes. She was mostly talking to herself. Charlotte's not feeling well. She already went to bed. It's fine. I'll just get milk when I pick Trey up from basketball. Except who's going to watch the kids when I pick him up? I'm going to have to wake up Charlotte.
I can stay while you go out to the store,
Chris said. Stephanie looked at him as if she was just realizing he was part of the conversation. Are you sure?
It's the least I can do. Besides, I have a book to read.
Okay, if you're sure. Stephanie still felt stressed. Thank you. If Matthew wakes up, then he'll just want his sippy cup and he'll probably go back to bed. He's in a pull-up, so don't worry about taking him to the bathroom. But if Caleb wakes up, it's because he needs to use the bathroom. Oh, and sometimes Levi sleepwalks. I just walk him back to bed. He usually will go back to sleep, or settle back down. I guess he's already asleep, technically. But sometimes he needs to be walked back to bed a couple of times. Chris cut her off.
Stephanie, I got it.
Okay, thank you, thank you. She went out the door in the mudroom that led to the garage, but she came back a moment later. Your car's blocking me in.
You want to just drive mine?
He asked. He tossed her the keys. Yeah, okay, she said. That's a good idea, in case you have to drive the kids somewhere. I have more seats and more car seats.
Not sure where I would need to go at 9:30 at night,
he replied. Like if you had to go to the hospital or something, I don't know. She put the keys to the minivan on the table. On her keys was a homemade keychain with a picture of Jason on it that Charlotte had made her for Christmas. Stephanie noticed Chris looking at it. Then Chris said,
You gonna go?
Yeah, thanks. I will go through the garage. You can lock the front door. You know what? I'll just lock it right now. Stephanie went and locked the front door. As she did, she had the thought, what if Chris is one of those creepy guys that she was trying to keep out of the house? He's not, she told herself. Okay, bye, thank you, she said as she walked back through the kitchen. Chris just laughed at her. Chris's SUV was really clean and was a lot nicer than her minivan. When she got to the school, she had to roll down the window and honk at Trey because he was watching for the van to pull up.
Whose car is this?
He asked as he got in. It's Chris's, Stephanie said plainly.
Are you dating?
Stephanie was shocked at how casually he had asked. No, I'm not dating Chris, Stephanie rebutted.
Then why are you driving his car?
Because he was blocking me in, Stephanie started talking fast. He's watching the kids because Charlotte's not feeling well and I had to go get milk. He had to read Caden's story anyway. And driving someone's car does not mean you're dating them.
Okay, sheesh,
Trey complained. Stephanie realized suddenly how flustered she sounded and it made her blush. She was glad it was dark in the car and hoped Trey hadn't picked up on it. She was feeling so frustrated and agitated all of a sudden, but she couldn't really decide why. Well, she thought, except, of course, for the fact that I'm a single mom of 6 kids and trying my best to keep my sanity, and oh, I miss Jason so much.
Mom,
Trey interrupted her silent pity party. It was a good thing, too, because otherwise she would have started crying, and Trey was getting tired of her crying. Huh, Stephanie asked.
It's fine if you are, you know, if you were to be dating Chris.
No, she said. No, it would not be fine, she thought. No, I'm really, really not, I promise. I've only known him a few days.
Whatever,
Trey shrugged. When Stephanie got home, Trey helped her bring the groceries in. She ended up getting a lot more than just milk. She didn't want to waste a trip to the store that was completely free of children. Thanks, honey, she hugged Trey. Head to bed, she said. Trey plugged in his cell phone and then placed it in the box on the wall and went downstairs. Stephanie went into the living room. Chris was snoring, asleep on the couch, with Caden snuggled up next to him. Good thing I locked the door, she thought. She turned on the lamp that was sitting on the side table and turned off the overhead light. She went back to the kitchen to put the groceries away. When she was done, Caden and Chris were still sound asleep. Stephanie went to check on all the kids, and then she went into her room to get ready for bed. Once she was changed into her sweatpants, she came back into the living room. She stared at Chris for a bit, trying to decide what to do. He was out cold. She didn't have the heart to wake him. He always looked so tired. She went back into her bedroom. She was hesitant to close the door all the way, but she also felt awkward with it all the way open. She tried to leave it partway open, but it just swung the rest of the way. Finally, she stuck a shoe next to it so it was open enough to look in from the living room and see Amara's bed, but not enough to see Stephanie in bed. She climbed under the covers and fell right to sleep. She never had trouble falling to sleep. She was exhausted every day and usually was asleep by the time her head hit her pillow. After some time, Stephanie opened her eyes again. Jason was laying on the bed next to her. He was smiling at her. Then, all at once, it was Chris that was laying on the bed, and Jason was standing at the foot of the bed with his arms folded. He was angry. Stephanie looked at Chris. He was gritting his teeth and scowling at her. Suddenly, she woke up. It was 12:30. She listened to hear Chris snoring, but it was quiet. Did he sneak out while I was asleep? She thought. She could hear Amara breathing softly in the crib next to her bed. Stephanie slipped out of bed and quietly went into the living room. Chris was sitting up on the couch, putting on his shoes. When Stephanie appeared in the doorway, he jumped.
You scared me,
he whispered. Sorry, she whispered back.
You trust me way too much. I can't believe you let me sleep on your couch.
I didn't have the heart to wake you. There was a silence for a moment. Stephanie walked around to sit on the adjacent couch. Their knees were nearly touching. Chris, she asked nervously. He looked up from tying his shoes. How did your wife die? Chris took a big breath and let it out, rubbing his forehead.
Cancer,
he said shortly. Stephanie waited, so he went on.
Leukemia. She was diagnosed a few months after Amara was born. Didn't even make it to her first birthday.
When did she die? Stephanie asked.
August,
he snapped. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you.
Yeah, well, it's upsetting.
Sorry, Stephanie said, more defensively this time. I just thought maybe you would want to talk about it.
I don't know why you would think that. It's not like it's fun to talk about.
You know what? That's why you always look so tortured all the time. You just want to keep everything inside where it continues to eat at you. You're never going to find healing like that. Stephanie got up and abruptly went into her bedroom, quietly closing the door most of the way. A moment later, Chris gently knocked twice on the bedroom door. The door swung open by itself. Stephanie was sitting on the bed crying. She looked up at him, scowling when the door opened.
I'm sorry. I would just leave, but you still have my baby.
He looked really uncomfortable. Stephanie wiped her eyes and got up and walked over to where Amara was sleeping. She gently scooped her up. Amara snuggled into her. I'll carry her out for you so you can carry Caden, she whispered. Chris opened the front door for Stephanie and then he went to pick up Caden. After Chris placed Caden in his seat in the back of the car and buckled his seatbelt, Caden laid down and curled up in a ball. Stephanie was still crying a little. She was not able to wipe her eyes while she was holding Amara, so tears flowed freely down her cheeks. Chris walked around the car to where she stood. He scowled and opened the door next to Amara's car seat. Then he scooped Amara from Stephanie's arms. Amara woke up and cried.
Mama, 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 mama.
She grasped for Stephanie. Chris clenched his jaw and blinked hard a couple of times. Stephanie hurriedly wiped her eyes and Chris buckled Amara in her car seat. Amara continued to cry.
Mama, mama, mom.
Caden popped his head up and looked at her.
No, Amara, that's not mommy.
Chris abruptly shut the door and Stephanie had to take a quick step back as he walked past her in a hurry. He got in the car and turned it on. The headlights illuminated and the light reflected off the garage door, lighting up Chris's face suddenly. Stephanie could see he had tears glistening on his cheeks. He hurriedly wiped his face with his hands and then pulled out of the driveway. Stephanie went back into her room and bawled long and hard.